Vaisha, the Shia this week is being sponsored by the Wallerstein family. Lishma Shabishai David Ben Rapindras Al Sholem Chav Daladir. Welcome back to the Choshev Rav, Rabbi Leif, who's coming to us before he was a Rav in the neighborhood yet from Minneapolis. It's a great cover to have you here.
I'm talking to them is that, you know, the Elam wants to know by me, Vasep is looking at Fyami. I want you to know that I'm enamored with this Elam, and it's probably one of the best people that I get a chance to learn with, and I generally try to prepare well before I come. I remember the first time I gave the shiur was in Saita, maybe 14, 15 years ago. It was on Chav Aleph Amid Beis. I gave a shtickel Akdama, and then I said the Beis Halevi and Shailas V'Tshuvas Madura Kama Tshuva Vav, and I heard the most terrifying sound, rustling of pages. The Olam came with Beis Halevi. And I heard my Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Birman Zatzal, would love to come to the shiur because the Olam Mahak. So I want you to know it's a wonderful, wonderful shiur. We'll take it one step at a time. A lot of things I want to go over. I want to thank Rav Mendi for allowing me to go back to Pei Vav Amid Aleph. I really started preparing something in the current daf, but this seems like a very shmaka sugi. We'll go slow, take it one step at a time, and of course feel free to ask, argue at whatever level. Adam Archilev, and I'm going to show you this. Is a tough for you. Amaloy on daf Pei Vav Amid Aleph. Amaloy Rav Kana l'Rav Papa towards the bottom of the Amid. L'didoch da'amrit priyas balchoiv mitzvah. Omer lo nichali the Ovid mitzvah my. If you hold that priyas balchoiv is a mitzvah, and it's fascinating, what's the mitzvah? We'll talk about that a little bit. Rashi bav mitzia memvav says, state in the Torah HaKadosha, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yutes, Kapitel Yutes, Pasuk Lamed Vav, the Hin Sedek Yilochem, you have to have a correct measure of liquids, so don't read it Vehin, read it Vehain, that you should keep your word, you should be honest. Vehain Sedek, that's the whole Yisoid of the mitzvah of Priyas Balchayv according to Rashi. So L'ditcha, and your shita is that Priyas Balchayv doesn't have the Shibud HaRaisa, it's a mitzvah. What happens if the fellow says, I don't want to do the mitzvah? Zokdeo. My Amalei Tanina, but Medvav Amur, but Mitzvahs Lois Asay. Our Mitzvahs Asay, Ben Shemim Loi Asay Sukkah, Ben Oysa, Lulav, Ben Oysa, Market. So a simple shot in the Gemara, we're going to go through this slowly, is that you kite for the fella. The Haina will see, Texas learns one shot, and most of the Rishonim learn a different shot. If an individual doesn't want to do a mitzvah, you kite him to do the mitzvah. The Shverkite is going to be that even there's no Shiba Deraisa, Shiba Derabonim, but let's go slow. Let's start off with Rav Chaim Briska in Stanislav Hefrekta's Asot Kasha. According to the Mandi Yoma Priyas Balchoiv Mitzvah, Hefrekta Razoi, we have a cloud that, and the mail of the whole Chiv of Piroim Balchoiv is like Sukkah, is like Lulav. As I by Esrig, you're not mechuyev to be mevazveis yoisim mechaymish. As I state Norachayim, Tafresh Nun Vov, it's mashvit to the mitzvah of tztok, you can't be mevazveis yoisim mechaymish, fakab chayim brisko, achanami. You should say that there's a chiyuv not to be mevazveis yoisim mechaymish, and you shouldn't have to pay it back. If the whole makor for the chiyuv of Piroim Balchoyv is a mitzvah, it should fall into the purview of Piroim Balchoiv Mitzvah. Zot Reb Chaim Briska, a chiddush that is a little difficult to understand. Says Reb Chaim Briska, it's not similar to other mitzvahs, because once a person is kind of the extra, esrig, the money is his money, and mamela he spent yaisam yichoymish. He can't be mavazves. So he's mizmav. He's mevazveis his own money. In other words, al yevazveis yoisim mechaymish means that you can't spend your own money more than a fifth for a mitzvah. So if you have an esrig, and now you want to get a pesach gol shein esrig, al yevazveis yoisim mechaymish. because it's coming out of your money. Even if it's only a mitzvah, nevertheless, zokta la'achas shepireo mekayim a mitzvah, amrinan shehechzer momen chaveroi v'loi bizbeiz manim shaloi. Which is a tremendous chiddush. He wants to say, he's just returning yen, his money's not being mevazes out. But Tom, does he have to give back the exact amount of dollars? Does he have to give back those dollars? Havos the pshat, it's kainit, it's mine, I have a chiyuv. So if I did mamoino, what are you going to say? It bribes yen as gelt? It's a big chiddush, but it's a kapchai. As kasha is, from our sugya, if you hold Purim b'chayv as a mitzvah, isn't there a yisrael of the vazes is mechaymish, shakri bin vazes is mechaymish? If that's all you have is $10,000 and the chayv is for $20,000, well, excuse me, obviously I can't pay it back. But let's say if Aziz Mechemish can give more than the Chavay said $2,000, and you owe $10,000, you can't pay the whole amount back. Zuck there! Is that your money? Sienna's money! But we all know that when it comes to Halva, it's my money. So you can say that when I return your money, I'm not giving you back the exact dollars. I'm returning your money, that's considered not being Mavaz, Yeshim Mechemish, that's only did my money, but as I am for the Chaim Brisk. Now, Lamaisa is another tarot you could give. Chayra, how bechlal could we ever say by a mitzvah that you can't be mevaz v'zirsu mechanish? Shteit masech the kedush and adav chavtes. If a person only has chomesh sloim, halacha is tzorech liftos. He has to nevertheless be poida himself. So al yivaz is yosem mechaymish. All he has is five slum. You're giving all it away. Aren't you being mavaz vez yosem mechaymish? You're giving all 100% of what you have. You can't be mavaz yosem mechaymish. Zok be alocha. Yibamaskel afilu mitzvah oiveres. This that we say, that there's no chiv to give yosem mechaymish, is only where you want to be mekayim a mitzvah yoiser mishavya. Like you want to buy an esrig that's shove more than kefi shavya, which really you got to understand also. Because he seems to be saying that you're overpaying. That's not what we're talking about. You talk to the average meiches regim, he's not going to tell you, oh, I'm charging you more than the esrig's worth. It's labor cost, there's supply and demand, there's a bad crop. I got to pay this one, I got to pay that one. There's a $500 esrog, there's a $100 esrog. How could you medamina too? But that's what the Bar Halacha says. You hear my cash on the Bar Halacha? Bar Halacha is saying that by esrog there's a problem, there's a shavis to the esrog, and you're paying more. That's not what's really going on. But that's what he says. You have the esrog, there's a certain shavis to the esrog, so if the shavis to the basic price of the esrog, can't be mevaziyas mechamish. He doesn't say what I would think he's saying, that you got a basic standard esrog, it costs $100, don't be mevaziyas mechamish to pay one for $500. That's not what he says. He says that there's an esrig, and you're paying beyond the shavius yaisemi mechaymish. He says any mitzvah that you can be masik b'shavia chiva torah lechol yisrael liten kol mamoni afilu nimlo yishar leklum. So memela he says by pinyin aben you're giving the five sloim to the kohen, which reminds me of Rebbe Shlomo Zalman says, you know, people make a toast, they bring mahadri after these coins, anything of silver. The Becher, give Leichter, whatever you want to do, as long as it has the 80 grams, according to Chazanish, different sheets, what silver is, doesn't have to be money, legal tender. In fact, in Eretz Yisrael, there was a silversmith I once bought, and before I knew I was going to make a Pidyon HaBen, he cuts out the silver from silver, he makes lots of coins, called Pidyon HaBen coins, there, Shem Zerfai. But Lamai said, Teimani Yid, but the point is that he says that a Pidyon HaBen, it's not the fact that you have Shavi and you're increasing it. Good. As I said, Be'er Locher. So Melib Chaim's kasha is in the kasha, because the kasha was the lechayr for sugya. How are you going to go ahead and pay back the loan? Al yivazes is mechayvish if it's as prius b'chayv mitzvah. So now it's not fair, because lemaisa this is the way of being mechayim the mitzvah. You got to pay back the loan. It's not a question of shavia. But lemaisa the Bar Halacha finishes that stamp shot in the poskim is not like that. So we go back to the original kasha, which is, if we're saying that Priyas Pachayv is a mitzvah, which in itself is a whole chiddush, because you've got to explain this to me like a lamdan. I mean, I don't get it, a simple fellow. I mean, you have my money in your possession. So it's a mitzvah, Shavas HaVeidah. If you find my sheep, you got to raise my sheep and then sell it and get more sheep. And for 20 years, I got a whole flock of sheep. You got to take care of it and give it back to me. That you have to do. But my money, that's by you. It's optional. If you want to do it, you don't do it. So I have to understand this. Hopefully by the end of the night, not the end of the night, but hopefully by the end of this year, I have a shtick mahalach on that. But if you're going to say, Perez, Balchoy mitzvah, the cash is, Al Yibaz Yisrael Mechemish, so why would the person have to pay beyond his means, initial money? Lamaisa, there's different terutzim to be given. He says, Lainichalei David mitzvah mai, they ferga kash in the achroinim, but there's another issue. There's a lav over here. There's a lav of leisashay. You can't cheat somebody. So the question is, why aren't you covered for the fellow because of the lav? Remember, chod mitzvah. We're giving a stretch. According to Rashi, we said in Bar Mitzvah because you got to keep your word. Hin tzedek, hein tzedek. You said you're paying the guy back. Nothing to do with borrowing the money. His possession is by you, only because of the fact that you have to keep your word. Zay Hashem, Zay Hashem. What about the lav of Lysashi? Can't cheat somebody.
But the Rashi says that the essay is better than the lav. Because the essay you have to spend, the lav, you only get malchus and
your potter. Oh, so I'm going to say one terence like that. That maybe it's alstik oinish shabbat, and your potter, and maybe taket is no. Good, that's good. What?
Is it a lav from the maisa? Why would you get
malchus? Lysashi, to cheat? Why is it a lav from the maisa?
You're not doing anything. That thing you're going to get
the aha, that could be also. It's a good terence. I like that shabbat. Okay. So, the grace of Kiddush from the Masses HaMelech, this is what he says. Masses HaMelech says that what's happening over here? The fellow's saying, Inachanami. I'm not refusing the loan. I'm not refusing the debt. I'm not denying it. I owe you the money. I just don't want to pay you. Ein ze oishik. That's what the Masses HaMelech says. Oishik is the pshat when I deny. That's called cheating. This isn't cheating. This is an elachayit. I owe you $10,000. I just decided not to pay you back. That's not oishik according to Master Melch. Shtik al chiddush. Zokt Rabbi Choron in Kovet Shurim Oishin Yud Beis. A very interesting lomdish chiddush. Kol zman that you have the ability and opportunity to pay back, you're not over as long as it's biyodei lefroya. And mameli, you're not going to force them to pay back the loan. As Ezek Rabbi Chara. Lysashag is the pshat. The poil, you're cheating the fellow. But the fact you have an outstanding loan, and there's man piroin achoyv king, and you're not paying them back now, that's not lysashag. And you're not going to be kaif for a person on that. As Ezek Rabbi Chara. The chinuch, and I was going to go on this in a tangent, but I don't want to. Chinuch and mitzvah, reish chav ches, writes, b'chlal the lav of leisashoik, kol shechayiv lechaveri momen v'oishik oisai. If you owe someone money, unkinterutzim, and you don't pay him back, you're over on the lav of leisashoik. Azoi paskin to chinuch. Frek the minchas chinuch, funon zesukim. If the person is going to be over by not paying the loan, this man Perein Achayv came on Tuesday and now it's Wednesday, so L'chayro, he has a kasha. Vos Rav Kana frekt. Koifin, because of the slav. Zokte v'lo yadati am I pshit lay the koifin al alav. Like you said, maybe the lav is only an oynish. Who says koifin oysoy in a moment stick a din? If he's over, you give him punishment. But not that you kai for him before to pay. Adrab, we're achroinim at hold that even if you say makin or you say until he makayim a mitzvah, it's only by an asay. Avu by a lois asay. There's no cloud of kaifin. So maybe there's no kasha even according to the achroinim. And the moltcha, he asks that Vadai koifin oisai kevin iko love lav the gzela. So, mainly the problem is if there's a lav of gzela, so forget about Lysashoik, but he's a gazlan. I mean, doesn't that sound right to you? You borrowed somebody's money, and you didn't pay it back, and you're not planning on paying it back, it's like a gazlan.
Why is it a gazlan? Gazlan is like,
This is what the Martcha says. The Martcha says you're a gazlan because of the fact, and this is how I'll explain it, because he gave it to you with a cheshbon. Wait 1 second, 2 seconds, hear what I'm going to say in the kasha. I'm going to have what I'm going to say, and maybe we'll see if you don't have the kasha. Ish Beforshim and Taisvis has a mahalach, but Lamaisa, maybe you could say a little like he's saying, that gazlan is someone who takes something shiloh midas. But here, since it came by Rishus, maybe there's no inyan of Gzela. Which for me is, which is, give me 10 seconds, for me is a big chiddush. Because what do you mean it came badas? It came badas, they should pay it back. It didn't come badas to hang on to it. Right now that you're denying the loan, it's no longer badas. You want to tell me that it's not gazlin because it came badas. It came badas. But right now I'm holding on to the money and I'm not giving it back to you. That's not a gazlin? What were you going to say? What?
The Yisrael
is a chayus miyad ha-mitzvah. Rashi says, two places, and he says, take it. Right, that's what he's asking. But L'maisa the Mordechai asks. So we want to give a teretz, according to some, that there was an efsha. Maisa gzeila, because it came to Rishos. But if you tell me there's no chasarim with the maisa gzeila, only because it came to Rishos, that's called zman, you're going to pay it back. But the moment the malva knows you're not paying it back, it's not Rishos. The Ritbah says, not like the other Rishonim. Shimon and Shar Yosh and Shar Hei has a whole shtickle Torah on this. But this is all part of the issue of Rav Chaim Brisker's Kasha. Rav Chaim Brisker has Kasha, Bimidamit, Alivazes, Yosef Mechomish. There's a lot of Leisashoik, and the question is, are you over on Leisashoik? If it's a good lechayr, it's not a maisa gzeil, you're holding on to Yenizad. But the whole thing flies in the face of reason. If I'm mechuyiv to return a lost object, how could I hang on to your cheftza and deny payment and say I'm not going to pay you? If I don't ask him all you the money, but I don't feel like doing the mitzvah with him. I don't feel like paying you back. And that's, there's no problem with that. Fine. So, what we're saying now in this Gemara is that Rav Papa holds that even the Loi V'Gufa only has a chiv of a mitzvah, but no more than that. In other words, Piroim b'chayv is a mitzvah. It's not a choshen mishpat tikkadin. It's a benam lamokim tikkadin. And as I said to Gemara in Erlichin, Chav Bezim and Aleph, and Baba Basra, Yisoyimim kitanim, Yisoyimim that are minors, Ein chayovin l'shalim, Mishum delav b'nei mitzvah ninu. And the yoyis are not in the parish of a mitzvah, so the Mamelin that Mechuyiv to pay back the loan, it's only a mitzvah, the Ketanim, not Mechuyiv a mitzvah. But the Loi V'Gufa and the Yisoyim G'dolim, that are B'nai mitzvah, have to pay back because of the mitzvah. Which for me, I don't have a teretz on this. If somebody can give me a teretz, what about Chinuch? Chinuch is out the window now? Let's say the Ketanim don't have a Chiyiv and a mitzvah. Isn't a Chinuch going to Mechayiv them? That's how you're going to Mechayiv them? To be Ganovim? You know, somebody told me a while ago, maybe by you it's all a Chiddush, maybe by you it's a Dover Pashit. Somebody told me, what's the Rai? He told me I have Shabbos in the morning before I have Tzadik Shir. One second, Ramadha, I want to come to you in 10 seconds, because this is a joke, and I don't want to forget the joke. He said, what's the Rai that a minig is starker than a din? Because the din is Piroim Balchoy Mitzvah. Aber the oil is not knowing that way. He says, Weiss the Chais. Yeah. Well, they have to know that they have to pay back a loan. We're saying now if they were Gedolim, they'd have a mitzvah.
No, but he's asking who leaks the chiyuv.
No, I understand that, but I'm trying to say, oh, who has the chiyuv of chinuch? Okay, it's on the shayla. Whoever, the mother, maybe the mother, I don't know, if there's no father, there's no chinuch anymore. So you're right, there's the chiyuv in the father. I hear that. Interesting. Good for a month, good. But Babasha should be in of chinuch. You want to say something, Shmuel? Same thing. Okay, sorry, I just, I know I'm a little bit longer, even though we're high school together. Okay. That was by me, pays my salary. Okay, fine. Now, the pashtus of the sugi, not according to Tosfos, the pashtus of the sugi is that this is the kasha, was the effect of Rav Papa. Lidi doch, l'shitascha, that you say priyas balchayiv is a mitzvah, v'suloi, and nothing more, tzadachoy shemishpa dekadin, and there's no shibur on the nechosim, what's the din when the guy and the gentleman says, l'nichli dovid mitzvah, I got a chiv, it's a mitzvah, I don't want to do the mitzvah. Lafuke other Amoraim who said that there's a shibur deraisa. They're pashut according to other Amoraim, you're going to be kite for the fellow. Because the nechasim are mishabadim to the malvin. And memela, sadazu belongs to the malvin. And it's pashut that the bezin can be yoyrid, the tech nechasim of loiva, to be goyva menu balkarcha. So, that's the kasha. So for them is mashma, that according to Rav Papa, the shibud is not midarais. Klar. It's a tzvei gewaldige poshte kashas. Kasha number one. Tzorach iyun gadol favos. Because the kuli alma, there's a shibud midarabona. There's a shibud and there's nechosim midarabona. Even the man yomer who holds shibud is lav derais, mikomokim, you could be goyber from the lechuchis. As I've said, state beferish and Baba Basra Kufayin, Heil and Alf. Hamalvis, Haveri Bishtar, Govim and Chosim Shibod. So even though Rav Papa will hold the Shibud is lav der Reis, because he holds his no Chayb der Reis, it's only Peroim Bal Chayb Mitzvah. But Lamaisa, there is a Shibud Midar Abonon. And it's Pasha that Bezin could be Yared in the Chosov, when he says any rights in the Mitzvah. Because the reason why you could be Govim from a Kuchis is because the Chom gave a Shibud on the Chosim. Because there's no mitzvah on the lekuchas to pay back. How could you be goyim on the lekuchas? Shibud, with the rabbanon on the lekuchas, and they can get to the lekuchas. Actually, if the lekuchas has no chiyuv mitzvah, the vayis the chois, even though there's no chiyuv mitzvah, the shibud still works. So achiyin, Dr. Papa, in Erechin, so that's one kasha. Kasha is, what are you telling me? And the Papa's chiddush is that you could be goyim even for a mitzvah. You have to come out to Kaifa for a mitzvah. It's a shibud and a rabbon, and you can be Yerub and a chasav. The same way you go after the lakuchus who has no mitzvah. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. State in Erechin, Chav Beis, Amit Aleph, and Bab Basra, Kufay, and Dalit. As we mentioned before, Ein is kokin, Lenichse, Yisoyim, Ktanim, Mishum Dalav, B'nei Mitzvah, Ninu. But what I said is a shibud on the nechasim and the rabbon. Now, Lule, Asugye, you could say, if this, the Chachamim were misakin, the Shibud on the Nechosim is only to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. In other words, the Shibud on the Nechosim gives teeth to the Chiyuv Mitzvah Shabbat. And we're going to see if this time the Rosh, Barichus, seems to learn that way. The Mele by Yisoyim Ketanim, that are not B'nai Mitzvah, you can't be Goyveh, you kirk the Shibud on the Nechosim, because the whole time of the Shibud is also the mitzvah, and there's no mitzvah on the Ketan. You saw him in love, but a mitzvah in him. Ah, you gave it from the Lekuchos without a mitzvah. Lamai said, there's a mitzvah for the Loiva. There's a mitzvah. So, because of the mitzvah on the loiva, it's a parsha of a mitzvah, so the lekuchas in Shabbat in the chosm. But according to our sugya, tzorach yin gob, how could you say that when the loiva gufa says, l'nichilim ever mitzvah, he doesn't have to pay, become makim, there's a mitzvah, whether he likes it or not, and because of the mitzvah, the shtabit in the chosm with the rabbonin, and poshit yard in a bezel in the chosm, so different than the lekuchas that have no mitzvah. So that's the kashas that we're focusing on. Number one, what's about terraces? L'nichli loved mitzvah. It's not up to you, my friend. There's a shibud. Even if it's the rabbonim. Number two, you see this from the lekuchas. We see that even lekuchas don't have a mitzvah. There's a shibud. Now, first terrace we can give is that it's talking b'les like karka. The person doesn't have karka. Only metaltlin. And on metaltlin, there's no shibud midarabona. Only bekarka, where there's smichas das, tiknu chachomim, shibud because of nilas delas l'fnei alavin. So that's only by karka with the smichas das you say there's a shibud. The mela, all you have is the mitzvah. The Gemara says, and kaifin mela efra papa. The kaifin I used to like with other mitzvahs. There's esrik. There's lulav. You kaif for him. You kaif for him too. Ain't a chanami. Mitzad hashibud v'kedin, you're not kaif for him. Even with the Rabbonon. But because there's a mitzvah, you're kaif.
Even shibud of the rice is the same thing. There's no kaka.
Right. Okay.
So it's not with your papa.
Okay. We're going to get to that. That's going to be our next kasha. This our papa says in Masechta Erech number Babasra, in the Skokal Nichsa Yisayim Ktanim, because love and a mitzvah, it's talking to Shiyesh Lahim Karka. Because they have no karka, but Yisayim Gedolim is not in the Skokal and Taltalim, like you're saying. Because the Yisayim have no Shibud for the Baal Chayiv, and you're not Kayiv for them.
What's the difference between
Karka and Metaltalim? So that's what they say, the Chiddush is that when there's a Shibud and a Metaltalim, there's no Shibud like by Karka. Only if he has metaltim, right? If he doesn't have any karka. So we said before, because of nilas delas, it's only by karka. Nevertheless, there it's not shver because they were masakin a shibud on the chosim. It's dafkin the kind of the mitzvah, and they have no mitzvah. Fine. Meila, the question of the gemara is only on a case with metaltim and not karka. Which is not really the easiest teretz to give because it doesn't say anywhere that's what we're talking about. Well, Kent Mainin, if you're going to say that you don't take it away from the Yisayim, or you say the Kasha, you're talking in a case of Metaltal and not on Karka. It doesn't say, let's make a Safchon. Another teretz you could propose, that the Shaila of the Gemara is only on Milval Peh. Shimon talks about this in Shar Hei. That milval peh, you're not goyver from lekuchas. Zever of papa zokt, masechta bavavasa, kufayin zayin, kufayin vov, amad alf. So mamela, there's no shibud at all on the nechosim by milval peh. Elefrekta gemara, since there's no shibud on the nechosim, because according to you, Rav Papa, bal choyv is only a mitzvah, so the person can say, loy nichali b'mitzvah, and I don't have to pay back at all because I have no shibud on my nechosim. So our question was, where's the shibud mid rabbanon? There's no shibud because we're talking about metaltim. There's no shibud, right? Because we're talking about milval peh. Excuse me, without a shtar. And this sugyan erichin and baba kamen. Rav Papa says ain't iskokel nichsay yisoyim and blah b'nei mitzvahinu. Also, was talking about milval peh, but there's no shibud. Memela, Rav Papa says yisoyim and blah b'nei mitzvahinu and the pturim, even from the shibud. Because it's milval peh, and they don't have to be doichik, that the shibud is totally in the mitzvah, like you have to say by the earlier terutzim. But again, there's a shtickel chiddush to say, that the whole sugi over there, Erech and Baba Basra, here is all talking about milval peh, there's no such avchana, it doesn't say that. Now, this all goes like the pashtus of the sugi, that the mashmois of the sugi is, according to our papa, there's no shibud deirais. Now we come to the Rosh, and we'll spend a little time with the Rosh. The Rosh zogt, he can't say this. Because Rav Papa, on Daf Yud Gimel, Amid Beis, in Kedushin, says, Beferish, Milval Peh, Goivim and Hayorishim, because Shibudu Deraisim. Memela, zogt the Rosh, Avada Rav Papa holds that the Shibud on the Nechosim is midaraisa. This that it says that without the mitzvah you wouldn't be kai for him to pay. And b'meila, if they're not b'nei mitzvah, there's no chiyuv. Zok the Rosh, b'deles le karka le shalem, u'mavriach ha-metaltalin, ha-yitoy le-mo'isav ba'akum. The malva wants to be gover from metaltalin that he hid away. Bezen can't be yorid le-nechosav to be gover to metaltalin ba'karchai, she'en in yoidim eifo, I don't know where they are. Mela ain't biyodam lahitzim yaakum. Mela frak Rav Kana, Rav Papa, in the case where he doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, are you kai for him begufa to bring the metaltim that is mavriach or not? But in the case where he has nechosim pshita bezdin yaritim nechosim, says the Rosh, even if he says he doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, because the nechasim are meshubit to the malva. So the Rosh is being mechadish that this shibud is dairaisa. The lechayra, but the fashtein good, the Rosh favos. How could our papa say according to this in the Masechta Erechin on Chav Dalet, on Chav Beis, and in Baba Basra Kufayin Dalet, Yisoyimim Kitanim, Einom Chayovim L'Shali, because the Lav B'nai Mitzvah, even though the Lav B'nai Mitzvah, but nevertheless you can be Goyva with a Shibut on the Nechosim, but Af Ben Zogim. This is the Torah's Mechayiv to pay Mekoyich HaShibut, is only because of the Mitzvah, as there's like the Pnei Yeshua. Choshesh Torah, Shekol Echad, Yomru lo nichali b'mitzvah. We're worried that everyone in the world is going to say, I don't feel like doing the mitzvah. Since the Yisoyim Ketanim alav b'nei mitzvah, Melo, you can't be goyver because of the Shibud. Because the whole time of the Shibud is a schus that the Malva has from the Shibud is because he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, the Torah should be mekuyim. But Yisoyim alav b'nei mitzvah ninu, Leslie a malva schus to be goyver from a Shibud. He's saying, where's the starting point? If the starting point is mitzvah, even if it chaps the Shibud deraisa according to the Rosh, you can't force to the Yisoyim because they're not b'nei mitzvah. Avada, once it's a Shibud, you can chap from it on the chosim. But a Yisoyim reason for the Shibud is that, people say, there's a Shibud, the deraisa, but where does it come from? The Kima mitzvah. So the Yisoyim, not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So there's no Shibud. I like what Rav Mordechai said and Rav Shmuel, that there's no chinuch over here because the chinuch of chinuch is on the father, he's not in the picture. So there's no chinuch of mechanach the children. You want to teach him to be honest and to do that? The chinuch of chinuch is mutl on the father. Now the mice, it's still a bit schwer. Since we say that you can't be goyver from any nechosim only because of the mitzvah, so how are you goyver from the lekuches? On the kuches there's no mitzvah to pay. That's our kasha, according to the Rosh. The Shibud is their ice. Where does it come from? The Lukuchas. And the male, they have no chiv mitzvah, so what do you have to pay? Well, we said a little bit differently. That the Torah says that the Nechosim of the Loiva Meshubit to the Malva, that the Loiva will be Mekayim the mitzvah. And the Shibud on his Nechosim is Chal immediately with the loan. So it makes no difference to us that now the nechosim on the hands of the lekuches. Since the loiv is not paying, he doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah. As a mitzvah, that the malva has a schus to grab the nechosim from the lekuches because the meshubit from the time of the havo. From the time of the havo is already a shibud because it's a mitzvah. He doesn't want to pay, that's his problem, but it's a shibud. So may let's get to the lekuches as well. What do you say about the Yisayim? But by Yisoyim Miktanim on happening mitzvah, so the Malva cannot take the Nechosim Mishibodim because he has no schus to be goyver from Mishibodim only, and the Loiva has a mitzvah Lefreya Chayva. But since he died, the Loiva, and there's no chiv to be Mekayim the mitzvah, and Yisoyim Miktanim don't have a chiv of a mitzvah, Lavane mitzvah, the Meili has no reshus to grab the Nechosim. But from Yisoyim Migdolim, he could grab it. Because there's also a mitzvah priyas b'chayv. The meila you can grab from the lekuches when there's no yisaimim, it only be mekayim the mitzvah, because the nechosim are meshubid to be mekayim the mitzvah on the malva priyas b'chayv, and that mitzvah is munach by the yisaimim gedolim. So when you have... So that's a different thing. I was thinking that. That's a whole different sugin. If you have time, I get into keep it over. That's a whole Andrew Shaila. It's a good Shaila, but we're not getting into that right now. We're saying that the Shibud depends on the mitzvah according to the Rosh. The Mela is that Shibud from the time of the Halva. Is it abrogated because of the Yisoyim Maktanim now? Now, from the Pashtus of the Sugya that we mentioned, this that Rav Kana asked Rav Papa. Why does he ask after Rav Papa? Why only Rav Papa? Because according to the other Amoraim who hold that the Shibud is the Raisa, the fact that he says "lanichalei lovet mitzvah" is meaningless. It could be goyve mikerch the shibud. That's why he says "lididach l'shitascha." But the Rosh holds that even if Papa holds the Shibur is the Raisa, and now we're talking in a unique case where he doesn't have Nechosim, that I'm a Shubit. So we have to understand what's the Nusach of Ledidach. Because when he has no Nechosim, according to everyone, you can't be Goyva Mikoyach HaShibur. That's the Kasha now in the Rosh. So I want to say the following Chakira in this Inyan. We'll put the baby to rest, we'll get onto something else. Efshe Gam in Zogin, that the other Meroyim hold, that since we say Shibuda is the Raisa, state Yoitzi Elecha is the Avut, present the Avut, how do you say Avut in English? The Mashkin, good, I like that. So there's no Pasuk anymore that says it's a mitzvah. I says Yoitzi Elecha Avut, that's only because of the sheep. That's where it starts from. It starts from the Shibud. The male according to the other Maroyim, you can say where he doesn't have something to be given from, Mikoyach HaShibud, where the Chosim are not before us, so there's no mitzvah at all, you can't say, Pshita in Kaifanais. But according to our Papa, who's Mechadish, at the whole time, whole Chiddush, the whole reason why the Torah says there's a Shibud is because of the mitzvah, the Shibud is to be Mekayim the mitzvah, like we learned earlier, we said, B'Shem B'Pnei Yeshua, the Mela, like the Gemara, according to our Papa, who holds that there's a mitzvah, Ish L'Stapek, where there's no Shibud, and all he has is the mitzvah. Can he say L'Nichali B'Mitzvah? Or maybe Kaifanasa? So it comes out, that where's the starting point? Is the starting point the Shibud? Is the mitzvah Mechayev the Shibud? Vayta Kemen Zogin, that according to the Rosh, at the Tosis Yesh Mepharshim, Kavanah of the Gemara to ask, to Rav Papa, who holds Shibud is Mikoyach HaMitzvah, that according to him, there's no Shibud on the moment. He can't be Koy for him. L'Havi HaMoment Shevriach. But according to Rav Huna, son of Rav Yeshua, who holds Shibud on the Chosim is Mikoyach Atzmai. That there's a Chiyuv of a Shibud, not because of the Mitzvah. With the day, there's a Shibud on the moment. He's called considered a Gazlin. Let's push it Koy for Noisei to bring the Chosim Shevriach. What do you say? The second Mahalak, that according to Rav Papa, since the whole Shibud is Mikoyach HaMitzvah, but it is no Kinyan Gomer, that he should be Nechshav like a Gazlin, Yelein Kaifa Naisai. Torah said he gives you Kaifa even for a Mitzvah. But it does seem, even though you tiny, there's no Maisek Zelo, that many of the Rishonim consider him a Gazlin. And maybe that answers up what we said originally. We asked the question, how could it be that when it comes to forget about it. Comes about Hashem to Shiva is a chiv to return somebody's property. And Mamish, you can't be mazik his property. But now you have the fellas Nechosim, you decide not to give it back. So good alumnus that we said that maybe he's planning on giving it back, he doesn't want to give it back, and not kaif him until he can't give it back. But it's like a nice nigga then. Where if the nice is destroyed, then there's Malkus, but on them, if you hold Hefshish and Mais or whatever. But in this particular case, you wouldn't say that. Question is he considered a Gazan with Anamaisik Zela? Elamai, we tainted that it was Bereshus. It's like I asked earlier, it could be Bereshus Bishas Talva, but if he knew the law of Alva, that you're going to hang on to the money, it's not Bereshus. At least now it's not Bereshus. I would like, with your permission, to get into something else. I think it's an extremely Gishmak Inyan. It's very much to get a Shavuos. I know many always say over some kind of Drush. It's not Drush, it's Flumdus. I think it's very Gishmak. And it does not fall into the take it or leave it column. And I'm going to argue with you if you look. I mean, that's great, because I'm comfortable with it. You've got to listen to everything I'm saying, because there are catches that will spring up, and I want to be medayik in everything that I'm saying. Siatich. The Ramban has his own Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the Rambam is Mashmit. Mitzvah Tezvav is the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. It's a mitzvah sasei d'iraisa of Birchas HaTorah. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chof Aleph says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra v'goydel Elokeinu, the same way v'yachalta v'zavota v'erachta, there's a bracha of Haidah after you eat. There's a bracha of Birchas HaTorah before you learn Torah. Zok the Ramban, this bracha is Birchas Haidah. And listen clearly to the Lashon of the Ramban. It's not on giving us the Torahs who have a Torah lifestyle, a Torah persona, we have the philosophy of Torah, the Welt Anschauung of Torah. It's for the Maisa of Nesinas HaTorah. Besitoi Toirosoi Eleinu. For giving us the Torah, we give Shvach Vaido. Continues the Ramban. The same way there's a mitzvah of Hoidah after you eat, there's a mitzvah of Hoidah before you learn Torah, called Birchas HaTorah. Now it's interesting to note that the nafkamina is when it comes to Sviya, there's a shear. Less than a shear, you don't bench. No Birchas HaMazon. By Torah, there's no shear. Maybe you have to learn a shear. We know the word of the Goyim, Shteitach, Talmud Torah, Kinei Kulam, say it every day. It's the Goyim that's on one word of Torah. One word of Torah is Kivu 613 mitzvahs. It's nice to chais. One word of Torah is the Chiva Berchas HaTorah. The Makor and the Gemara is Kishem HaShem Ekra V'Gadol Elokim. They come to learn the Torah. A wise man once said many years ago, I don't want to say who it is because I don't want you to throw stones at me, but a wise man once said many, many years ago that when you daven, you're talking to Hashem. When you learn Torah, the Baruch Hu is talking to you. The words of Torah reverberate 3,300 plus years after my Minhal Sinai. Shem Hashem Ekrav Ogedol Elokim. Concludes the Ramban at the end of this mitzvah. The same way there's a mitzvah of Havas Bikurim and a mitzvah of Arami Yoivirovi to recite the litany, and they're two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Kom Pesach, and there's a mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Don't make a mistake confusing and connecting the two. Birchas HaTorah is one mitzvah, and Limud HaTorah is another mitzvah. One of the Torah mitzvahs is Birchas HaTorah. Besitei Toros Eilim. The Megillah says there was a commentary on the Ramban. It's like the Kasha Taka. Why is the Ramban mashmit this? She said, Kishem HaShemerko V'Gedol Elokeinu. Zok there, according to the Ramban, it's an Asmachta B'Almo. It's not a makor for a mitzvah. It's not the achalta v'sevot v'irachta. So we got to understand the connection of the Ramban to Achila and Birchas HaMazon and Limud HaTorah, and also why the Rambam is mashpit the mitzvah, and what is Birchas HaTorah according to the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Simen Mem Zayin, the Goyen writes in Ois Yud Ches a taina on the Ogur. The Ogur says that Noshib Mevorachai is Birchas HaTorah. V'tziva Akrova V'shidam Tumanech V'loni V'sech. How could you say Shekit Shonim Mitzayisah V'tzivanu? As I reflect the Goyen, we others look in Kedush, women are not Mechuyavais in Limud HaTorah. I can make a bracha Shekit Shonim Mitzayisah V'tzivanu. Says the Goyen, Ogur Mestam is being Semech and the Shita V'Benu Tam, and the Machlok is B'Benu Tam and Rambam, whether a Mitzay Shez Man Gromi you make a bracha, but the Shita V'Benu Tam is Noshib Mevorachai. Take a lulav and esrog, and shekit shonim mitzvayisah v'tzivanu, they're not mitzvah. But l'maisa, they're mevorachos on eina mitzvah v'aisa. So memeila is up to goyin, is el bazach, according to the Ogur, even in that mitzvah, limud HaTorah. Now, Agav Urcha, in the shir that we gave in Saita, I think 14, 15 years ago, when Mendy was gracious enough to allow me to say the shir, even though it wasn't Rosh Hashiva, it was a big chiddush at the time. Normally, only Rosh Hashiva said the shir. In fact, Adi Yemezer, Mendy calls me Rosh Hashiva. And somehow, or although he finagled me under the wire, fresh coil, or whatever he worked out over there from Minneapolis, it was a good 16 years ago. So I give him a lot of hakoras hatoyf, all the shirim b'siyata d'shmai. Good ones, not such good ones, whatever it was a schus to say. And, gomsht. So there I spoke about the Chofetz Chaim in Likutei Halachos, who talks about if you teach a daughter Torah, kilo limda tiflus. So the Chofetz Chaim, that was then. Because today, you mechuyev teach your daughter Torah, because they don't get what they used to get in the house. They have to know the halachas, they have to know the hashkafa, they can only be familiar with Torah. Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, very modern. Chofetz Chaim, 100 years ago, as we say. So what's the pshat in the Goyen? The Rambam, Maestro Chayis, learns like the Goyen, the Perchas HaTorah is the Perchas HaMitzvahs, the Shekhet Shonim Mitzvahs, the Vitzivanu. So then when you take a lulav and esrig, nedag and afki, you pick it up, you eat to the mitzvahs, and set it up as a mitzvah, the proper kavona is the Perchas HaMitzvahs with the Rabbanon. Achilas matzah, al achilas matzah, you make a bracha shekhet shonim mitzvahs, and Perchas HaTorah is all bazach. Machloikes between the Ramban, and the Rambam, and the Goyen, what is Perchas HaTorah? Going to the Ramban, you have physical satisfaction from eating. You make haidah, bracha haidah. You know, in Torah, have spiritual, gewaldige, tayanug, haidah.
Why
Tanda kashin. I think the way I said before. There's only reason why one's after, because you may not have a Rebbe Shir. And here the Pshat is, even if you have a Brekel, he's still going to be his. Now, there's a Gemara, Mesech the Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, a four-way machloikis on what you make Pirchas HaTorah on, raging from Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash, Omar Rove, Af, the Talmud, Sarach, Levarach. Even when you learn Gemara, you have to make a bracha. Says Rashi Avad, she ikar ha-tayrish min ha-roya, he'd say. What's tayrish of al-peh? Ikar ha-ro, Gemara. Avad, you make a bracha of birchas ha-tayrish. There's a briskerov on, I'm not going to get into it. Al kuponim. So we see that according to Rashi, the reason why Rava says af l'tamut tzorach l'vorech, because ikar ha-tayrish min ha-roya, he'd say. The Rif has a different girsa, and he holds that it's Rav Huna who says af l'tamut tzorach l'vorech. Kum to gain Rabbeinu Yoin and his pirish on the Rif, and he goes off the charts. He doesn't learn like Rashi. He says, you know why Rav Huna says af the Talmud tzorach levarech? Because the Talmud is mefaresh ikrei psukim. Now the new door has all these highfalutin gemaras and has every pasuk with the nekudis spelled out for them on the daf. We grew up, we had the Ayin Mishpat in their mitzvah, with the little circle. And you had to go figure out what the pasuk says. I remember one time many years ago, my second grade Rashi, Reb Eli Teitelbaum, Zechet Tzadik Levroche, had started Doyle Daf. So when I was in Cleveland, Cleveland tells, he got me to start saying some of the Dafim, continuing in Minneapolis. I was not going to say hundreds of Dafim for Doyle Daf. So I'm saying a shir. Rebbetzin's upstairs, the little house we had in Cleveland. And I'm taping downstairs. The place had to be silent because the machine was very sensitive. Picked everything up, slamming on the door, closing the door. So I'm saying, a pasuk in Novi. I say the word Samdor, kind of grape. So Rebbetzin calls up from upstairs. It's not Samdor, it's Smodar. So on the tape in front of 90,000 people, I said, Rebbetzin just corrected me, it's Smodar. So then I looked up the Pesuk and Mislesh Marisferes, it shows that Tarav Adarek, Mr. Tremendous Paul Digduk, he's listening to the dial down, so I had to make sure that. Get the words right. But Lamaisa, that's where we know Apsukim from, right? I was with somebody, a bunch of Tamil Chum, arguing about something. I said, take out a Gemara! We'll see what the Pasuk is all about. The Gemara, we'll find out the novel from the Gemara. So yeah, I mentioned that mitzvah. See what the Rabbi Yehuda says? Dov Nifla Amotcha. Is that the Chanami? Terah Sheval Peh? Afl Talmud Tzorach L'Vorach? Absolutely not. But a Yois, the Gemara, contains Psukim. So leave because of those psukim make a bracha berachas haTorah. Shemri Shemayim. Why doesn't everybody get to learn like Rashi? Sheikar haTorah Shemir haRoya. You'd say, what's pshat? Torah Shemal Peyin haMekayim Mitzvah Taichet. Either way, you learn like the Ramban, the Sita Teras Elenu. There's not Shvach Vaydov for Torah Shemal Peh, only for the Pentateuch, only for the five books of Moses. Anything beyond that, there's no Shvach Vaydov. Thank you, God, for Genesis, Deuteronomy, Numbers, Exodus, and Misnomer. By the way, what should the book be? Shmais. Anybody know according to Ramban? It's not Exodus. What should it be? The book of? Talk to me, people. What? Nei nishgolis. Pum faker from Golis. The Anapis. What? The book of redemption. Because I said to Ramban. Ramban says, Sefer Shmos, Sefer Gula. Which means, believe it or not, that Gula includes Mishpatim. How do you like that? Not just the Torah, but Mishpatim. And even beyond that, Vasu Mikasham, Pesachim. Shumit, it's Sabbath, he sees it. It's all part of the redemption process. The Kotzke. That's redemption. So if you hold that Birchas HaTorah Shvach Vaydo, you don't give Shvach Vaydo for Torah Shvach Peh. And if you hold this Birchas HaMitzvah, you have Mekayim Talmud Torah with Gemara, we're in big trouble. Quote a couple of Psukim, that's the King of Talmud Torah. So Ben according to the Rambam and the Goyim. Or, excuse me, according to Ramban, why does Rabbeinu Yonah say, and the only reason why I say Birchas HaTorah is because of the fact that it contains Psukim. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. Coming up to Shavuos, which is why I'm saying Nishtikol, understand that not only do we have the Schos of learning Torah, but Birchas HaTorah. Zog to Gemal Peches HaMan Alev, Yisatsu B'tach Tosahor, how do you stand under a mountain? Lifted up the mountain like an overturned vat, and he said, "Im tikam lev, im you receive it, tov, great." Then lav sham take v'asim. They're going to be buried. Chaim, of course, says, why not Shom? Pai! Not Shom, because wherever you're going to be, in any community, if this Torah is a kim, if not, it's over. Moshe Soloveitchik is that town. Goes to Shiva in Schweiz. Here's the kasha. Why did he say, Kafalim Har Gigis? Kafalim Har Gigan! Har! Picked up the mountain, is going to dash him to death. Shom take for us, he'll be buried under the mountain. What do you mean, Gigis? Dr. Moshe Soloveitchik is that town. You can live in a Gigis. You can live in a Gigis. There's air. You can bring a snack in there. Overturned barrel. But the dust is galept. Dust is galept! Blumen! Dust is galept. Frucht! Air! Sun! The moon! Sky! Stars! Dust is galept! Zukta, you can live without Torah, but dust is galept! Kafalim, Hargigigas, there are people in New York. For no by Sa'ilam, they'll sit and they'll look on the idiot screen 3-4 football games in a row on Sunday during the season. One after the other. Pretzels, beer, hot dogs, popcorn. Das is galept. Aksois is galept. And the Sivas is galept. The Shmites is galept. That's what he's saying. As there's up to Taylor. Kofalim Harkigigas. Imlav Sham take for us. You're going to be living, and that's not living. Zokta Gemara Omar Rabbis from Avagir Samarova, Mikamu Dorabo Loi Rises, as Rashi Mazmin Ludim, because we were forced into receiving the Torah. So if we're called to judgment in that initial tkufa, you can say, I was forced into this. Why did you speak Lashon Hara? Why did you Machal Shabbos? Why did you eat Tafas? Why did you do something nasty? I don't want this. I was forced into it. It's a Midorabo Loi Rises. Until the days of Achashverosh, Kimu Vakibla Yudim, Hanakimu Vashikimu Kfar. So Mela, now we don't have this excuse. Frektaisvis nasev nishma. So l'chayro nasev nishma. Why kafalim harkigigis? And for taisvis. Because the Bereshit was to give us terabesh hakdoilo, pyrotechnics, terrifying. Maybe people have harato. The mele, they're going to recant on their kabbalah, so they force them into it, that there's no backseas, there's no return credit policy. You buy it, it's yours. Kafalim harkigigis is no going back. When I was in Minneapolis, the first year I was there, the organization was the day school. So we went to Shmuel Birnbaum, several wonderful Balabatim. Rabbi Yaakov Meir was the principal of the school. We came to New York, flew in. I was all 31 years old. And we asked for Penach Leibowitz Zatzal, with Rav Tam Zatzal, Rav Aaron Shechi Bo Ben Chaim. From a store, put up the shell. We spent hours with them asking what to do with the day school. They went to Rabbi Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal. The fear was, we'll lose half the school. Because many of the kids at that time were not Torah observant children, those factories. I mean, those families, you're going to go ahead, you're going to make sure we went to school. We changed the Kaddish from the afternoon to the morning. We added more time for Gemara. We split the classes. You're going to lose the school. So Shmuel took out this Gemara. He learned with us the Gemara, went to Taisvis, and he asked the Kasha like this. The whole reason why he had to be forced into receiving the Torah is because the Eshak Doilo gave Torah Onesh. He held Remotcher. My door rabble a rise of over 1,000 years, you have an Amaslan excuse that you were forced into receiving the Torah. So give Torah onesh. It's Albuk Sois, onesh. Zok Reb Shmuel Weistach Ois. Reb Shmuel from Der Shir, I said, we've got Der Shir and Der Oilo. Torah onesh is Ishkentem. If you minimize the medium in which you're giving the Torah, it's not Torah. You have to know Torah melts steel. So it's kedai to give it with Aish, even though they're terrified and they're going to rescind, and has to be bekvia, a beats Iceland and terrorization. So he told us, Torah is Aish, you built Torah with Aish, do what you have to do. We made the changes, we didn't lose one kid. Fine. That's Toysvis. Toysvis says, Nasa Venishma is because Aish Agdel. Zok Medrish Tanchum in Parshas Nayach. Nasa Venishma, why Kofaleim Har Gigas, says Toysvis. The Nasa Venishma was only on Torah Shebiksav. It's finite. It's not complicated. It's not complex. It doesn't alter your lifestyle. It's the Pentateuch. But Torah Shebalpeh, only one who learns and lives and someone who loves the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like it says in Ovis, and it's so complex, Tiktukim Chumris, that they didn't accept, Beratzen, that was Kafalim Hargiz. So Nasa Venishma was on Torah Shebiksav, says Medrash Tanchuma. Torah Shebalpeh was Kafalim Hargiz. Shumas Hadeshim Fakta Zakashi. Not going to read the Shulchan Aruch inside. We have to go. We have only 4 more minutes. Nadavanei Nihurav. Because the beauty of a shir is to start on time and finish on time. That's what I think. I mean, call me crazy. That's what I think. Even if it's geschmack, fantastic, you don't much to oil more than is necessary. Al kaponim. I'm out about you. I'm having a great time. Al kaponim. So, Shulchan Aruch state, if you force a person to eat matzah, he's yoytze the chiyuv of matzah. That's heist a maisa achil. In fact, the Chumas Hadeshin, so why is it then, when you force a person to eat, he's on a hunger strike, he doesn't want to eat, he's sure going to die, you force him to eat, even though the cheich is nene, he has caloric content, he doesn't make berachas hamazon. Why not? What's lumped to Chumas Hadeshin's kashi? Is force feeding considered derech achil or not? You know, according to the Rush, the reason why I make a bracha, the reason why you eat a kazayis of mor, you know what? Because of a bracha. On the bracha, it wouldn't be a chiv of kazayis. With a rabbonim, you can take a mashu. No vos. I used to go to a bracha. And the bracha, achilas mor, is a lotion of achil. Achila means a kazayis, you got to eat a kazayis. If you ingest the mor with intravenous, rachman al-son, you make a bracha? Of course not. It's not achila. So when it comes to matzah, you force him, it is a maisa achila. But Birchas HaMazon, it's not a maisa achila. He's being nene. It's caloric content. It's v'chaltav v'zavot v'rachta. The translation says two tirutzim. One tirutz, I think the second tirutz is like this. When do you give shvach v'ido? Only on something that you ate with your own volition, readily, joyfully. But if you're coerced and forced into eating, you can't give shvach v'ido on the maisa of achila. So when it comes to matzah, it's in the mitzvah, it's considered achila. V'chalta v'savota v'rachta, against your will, you don't give shvach v'ido. This is what he says. Because that's a mitzvah of achilas matzah. You ate the matzah. No one is contesting your achilas matzah. But it's mechadish that birchas hamozoin is shvach v'ido. If it's shvach v'ido, you can't give v'ido on a maisa that you were forced to eat. V'lechzogin doesn't chat of any other. Kafaleim harkegiyas. Torah shebal peh was against their will. And what did the Ramban say? Besitoi Torah sayeleinu, not Torah personality, Torah persona. I don't care if today Timu v'kiblu ayuhudim. But the mice of Nesinas HaTorah Sheval Peh was Kofalei Amarik Gigas. Is a male a Shvach Vaido Besite Teros Alenu could only be on Torah Shebiksav? Come to Gei Rabbeinu Yoina out of the box and he said, you know why you make a bracha? Because they're Pesukim. On the Pesukim Torah Shebiksav it's not done by Ritzia. You don't make a bracha. Shekin Rashi he doesn't hold that Berchus HaTorah Shvach Vaido Besite Teros Alenu. He holds like the Rambam and like the Goyim. The Berchus HaTorah is Berchus HaMitzvahs. After Talmud Tzorach Levorech, Sheikra HaTorah Shemena HaRoy Yetzei Mekayim Talmud Torah. I ate Tzorach Shabbat Peh, I don't care. It's the Mekayim Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Memele, he has to have to go learn like Rabbeinu Yoina, it's Mepharash Sheikra HaPsukim. If you hold like the Ramban, which Rabbeinu Yoina obviously does according to what we're saying, the Berchus HaTorah is Shvach Vido Besite Teros, they know the act of healing us to Torah. Shvach Vido, you know, only give according to Tanchuma. And that's the Chumash HaDeshin's Pshat. And that could be Pshat in the Ramban. Why does the Ramban have to go tell us? The same way there's a bracha of Birchas Chaltav Zimotav Erachto is a bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Because he's slightly hinting to this. Saying the same way when you eat, if you're forced, coerced, you don't make a bracha. So listen, and Torah Shabbat Peh, you won't make a bracha because you will coerce them to eating it. So why do you make a bracha? As far as you grab Sukkim, according to Ramban. Now, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, I just want to give you a kicker. The Rambam is Lishitasa. Because the Rambam says, he says like this, Rach is if a person is mashkim baboike, licorice is a teri, bain shekora teri shebiksav, bain shekora b'teri shebalpeh, make a bracha b'rachas a teri. Why doesn't he use lashon of the Gemara? The Rambam never deviates from the Gemara. He should say, bain shekora mikra, medrash, mishnah, av talmud, because according to the Rambam, there's no nafkimine if it's teri shebiksav and teri shebalpeh. He's telling you that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Doesn't have to worry about B'shita Teres Leilenu with the Shvach Vaido with the Maisa Nesinis HaTorah. So he says B'Felish, Torah Shibsav and Shevav Peh. One more thing, 2 seconds. Okay, 23 seconds. Look in, every Ben Torah has to find this. First of all, every Ben Torah should see the Aglaat Tal. And there's Agdom. A Rebbe Motcha Giftas HaTzal, he said, tell me many times, he told me, that when he was a kid, he started learning Gishmak, he thought he wasn't learning Torah Lishma. It's too Gishmak. And he saw the ugly towel, he says, oh, Tavanez and Zanekdome, people make a mistake. They think Torah Shabbat, they think Torah Lishma means to break your head, Sigufim, Chazure, Nisht. Torah Lishma is Gishmak. You want to know if you're learning Torah Shabbat, Torah Lishma? If you have a Gishmak, that's Torah Lishma. Zokt, the Levush HaTcheles, in Sinan involved, the Halakas of Berchas HaTaira, the Bracha of Berchas HaTaira is a Berchas HaNenen. At the same way you can't be Nenen from the Welt without a Bracha, L'Hashem Ritzim Lev Oros Esel Ve'odom, Zokt Edaf Machna Bracha! You eat a sandwich, you make a Bracha, you learn Torah, you have to make a Bracha. Yidin, it's always a schus and a pleasure. Thank you for being nice to me tonight. And she bezerge besiat de shmaye tu mekabel teure in a gewaltige eufen and bezerge de greisem hob wir so gel nervi amenu. Nay, I can thank Ramendi for the share. Mat khazat. So good to see you.